And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and just relax your body. Take a deep, healing breath, breathing in and breathing out. It only takes a moment, it only takes a breath, to become fully present to the Christ of your being. With every breath, you are renewed. With every breath, you reconnect with your wholeness. And with every exhale, you release and let go of any tension, fear, heartache, and angst. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Not just this sanctuary, not just this church, but living within you and all others as a healing power and presence that is eternal. And so as you continue to move more deeply into the sanctuary of your own soul, feel your oneness with the divine. Feel the peace that passes all understanding, and know that peace is in you always. In this consciousness, know and accept that God is the infinite presence of pure, unconditional love, healing power, guiding light, sustaining strength, and ever-abiding goodness. We claim all of those divine powers now, not only for ourselves, but for all those on the face of the earth who suffer, especially those whose lives have been changed by the recent natural disasters and the shooting in Las Vegas. Centered in an awareness of your divine identity, let us come together to lift up everyone affected. We call upon divine life from within us to support all humanity by prayer and by our efforts to send love. One with God, we heal hearts heavy with grief. We heal hearts hardened by hate. We heal our own hearts, and we remember our own identity and that of all humankind. We are peace, we are love, we are joy in every thought and act. Let us affirm that now in our own souls in the silence. And now, with hearts full of gratitude, we just thank all of those who came to the aid of the survivors and the suffering. We thank God for being in the midst of all of this. We are grateful for all the heroic acts and for the people who literally showed us how to be God's expression. And we set the intention now to move forward, to press forward, with the sure and certain knowledge that God is in the midst and goodness will prevail. We hold all in the realm of perfect, infinite possibilities, and we say, Amen. And now, just with hearts full, let us come together in singing, prayerfully singing, our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine